I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. I call this the golden time of year in the garden. Goldenrods and sunflowers are peaking. But the plant that really shines in late summer is Rudbeckia, or Black-Eyed Susan. Black-Eyed Susans are such a common wildflower we often overlook them. While the native version grows on roadsides, meadows, and gardens everywhere, there are some newer types that expand the color palette and the size of this perennial. And the petals can be used to discern true love. You know, she loves me, she loves me not. Indian Summer and Cherokee Sunset are two hybrids with semi-double, bronze, red, and orange-petaled flowers that stand 2 feet tall. Toto only grows a foot tall, making it perfect for containers. Unfortunately, some of these newer hybrids, though, are short-lived perennials in our climate. For hardy, taller Rudbeckias, try Golden Glow and Goldsturm. Both grow about 5 to 7 feet tall. Goldsturm has yellow drooping petals, while Golden Glow has double flowers. They both spread by underground rhizomes, making for a nice hedge plant or filling in the back of a flower border. Golden Glow is also known as the privy plant. It was grown around outhouses to block the view. Rudbeckias are easy to grow. They love full sun and well-drained moist soil. The hardier types self-sow readily, so be prepared to deadhead them or weed out seedlings in spring. However, in a wildflower meadow, let them drop their seed to spread. You should wait to brush hog meadows until after a frost, so the seeds have time to mature and the birds, bees, and butterflies can enjoy the flowers. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about canning tomatoes. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.